Hey friends, welcome to yet another episode of the BJ Experience. And this is Bobo
and Jojo.
And today we're going to talk about dating in our 20s. So stay tuned. Mwah.
Everything they do, we do it. Everything they do, we do it. Everything.
Few pointers that we think are important when discussing this topic, dating in your 20s. And I think we'll have different opinions in some of them, and maybe some will agree, maybe you will agree, maybe you will disagree. You let us know in the comment section. So the first point is, are we dating for marriage in our 20s? Like, when you're dating in your 20s, is that the goal?
First of all, I feel like we need to define
What dating is, yes, true.
Or not even, okay, the definition itself, one. Two,
yeah.
What we think dating is,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
I believe dating is going on dates.
Okay.
For example, like Tinder. When you're on Tinder, you're going on a
date. Yeah.
That means like you are open to, seeing, going on different dates with different people.
Yeah. So we had a discussion. There's seeing someone.
Yes.
There's talking to someone.
Yes, which is still the same thing.
There's dating.
Those three, same WhatsApp.
They're the same thing.
Yes.
So you can do this with multiple people.
Now, at that juncture, when you decide,
we
want to take it now a step further, you can now enter a relationship. And that's now where you need to tell both of you need to be very clear.
Yeah.
And like, yes, now we're in a relationship. So I'm seeing you and just
yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So it's just like you're the only one. So now that's exclusivity. However, you're just dating. No, so I don't think in my 20s I am dating for marriage. And I also don't believe that you should make permanent decisions in your 20s.
In your 20s, like that.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
But there are people who haven't as well.
I don't think you should. If it works for you, that's fine.
That's fine.
Because in your 20s, you don't really understand who you are as a person.
What?
Right? You don't know. You don't actually. You know, but you don't understand it. When you're 30 going up, you actually understand who you are as a person.
So
it's better to make permanent decisions. It's better to make them in your 30s going up.
So when you get into a relationship, like now, you're
done dating.
Yeah, so you're in a, I think that's what I meant.
Okay.
When you're in a relationship in your 20s, do you foresee a marriage with this person, or why are you there?
Why am I there?
I say, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right.
That's a very good question, man.
Are you some time?
I wouldn't say I don't think about, I don't go that far, especially when it comes to things like marriage. That is so big. So I don't date for marriage.
So it's fun times?
Not necessarily. I'm just getting to know and like another being in the whole entirety. So I basically see where it's going to go. So it's, I wouldn't say it's for
fun. But for how long are you seeing?
I mean, the universe will decide.
Okay,
it's really
if you...
I'm an Aquarius, okay? Please.
I am an Aquarius.
So like maybe that's also why I don't date.
Stop the cap.
Or be in relationships or
whatever.
Because that whole permanent, I don't like to feel like I'm in a box, friend.
But you're not. You're exploring things with this one person.
Man!
Yes.
How?
She belongs to the streets.
You're exploring different people for the rest of your life.
Actually, no, it's not even different people. Cause like Because right now I'm not dating. I wouldn't tell you I'm dating as well. So it's not... I like my space.
So what are you doing now?
Right now? I mean, I'm just living life. So I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not going on dates.
You've never gone on a date?
No.
In how long?
In a while.
A month? For real? Wait.
I date myself though. So I've gone on dates with... I've gone on dates with you. I've gone on dates with my family.
Yeah.
With my friends and my cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but not the
a romantic candidate, I wouldn't say.
Really? Okay, for me, I feel like when I get into a relationship, like when I commit to a relationship, that's the end goal. Of course, it
to
made,
marriage.
Yeah,
babe.
To marriage. Like my former relationship, that was the goal. Like, I'm dating you, I'm with you, because, like, that's the future we see. We're seeing kids, we're seeing a family, we're seeing, you know, the altar walking down, you know, everything. Like, the full picture.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I get, like, people are different, you know?
I also feel like, because I'm also just I'm like water, I'm Aquarius.
Yeah, I'm an asparagus.
People just see that first. So even like if you're also not gonna come serious, like so for me I don't take things like that serious. Because also most people are just looking for that. Oh yeah, I love your energy, I love your essence, your being and your whatever. And I'm just like, okay, I'm them. Yeah. So it's easier to just, that's what I'm saying, like discovering self properly. And maybe, although I highly doubt it, maybe. I might be in a relationship. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay, we get it. Yes. Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. Stop the cap.
Okay. But I like, nowadays, I feel people are more open in terms of, like, if you get into that situation with someone they're not in that space, like, they're not seeing a marriage or they're not there because that's the goal, they tell you.
Yeah.
I feel like that has evolved. Nowadays, it's easier for people to just communicate that. Than Kitambo, where I feel like people used to lie, like, oh, I want to be with you forever, and they know for sure they just want to smash for a while and then move to the next.
Like I said in a previous episode as well, communication is key.
Yes.
It's heavy. It's
yeah.
It's
true.
Key completely. So
that's true.
But also, I'm open minded. Like I told you, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So the universe shall decide where we go.
Yeah. Okay. Discussion number two.
Uh huh.
There's moving in with. Our partner. Thoughts on that. Moving in with the person you're seeing, dating, in a relationship with, etc. What are your thoughts on that?
Am I supposed to say if I've done it or not?
Damn! You can if you want to share.
I don't think it's a big deal if there is open communication in that. It still needs to feel like my space. Do you get?
Yeah.
Like the way I would live by myself. I understand there's some compromises, like I've also talked about in our boundaries episode. Though it should still feel like my space. Like somewhere where it needs to be my safe space. So if I feel like the person I'm with and the space itself is safe, I wouldn't mind. For me, it's not a big deal.
So after how long is the right time to move?
There's no right time, babe.
You can date for a week and move in.
It's possible.
Guy.
It's possible, like based on, and why I'm saying this is because, to be very honest, we spend so much time putting timelines on.
Yeah, true. It's like, you know, having sex with someone, like you can meet someone and have sex with them.
Boss, you can, this guy can wait for you for a year, baby girl, and fuck you and leaves you.
True.
You get.
True.
So, I'm also not advocating for, do you, if you want to keep it or not, like you're whatever.
90 day rules.
Yeah.
That.
With you. So like, do you, I'm basically saying do you, it's just that I don't think time should dictate your relationship.
Okay. And
in
now
terms
when you
of the moving in or marriage or whatever.
When you're living with this person, is it like a marriage situation? Like, are you splitting bills? Are you like what are the logistics?
The logistics, now that's where communication, you talk about it.
Okay.
So like if depending on where you're at financially as well, most of the times we've seen, especially in this country, the woman does the groceries.
Yeah.
So just grocery shopping.
Yeah.
When it comes to things like cooking and cleaning, first of all, get a help. The ghetto. Please.
What
do not,
if you,
do not
you guys can't afford
if
it?
If you can't afford it, doesn't. Like, you do it together.
Okay.
Like, I'm very for chores.
What if he tells you, I'm paying for everything, so you do the chores?
I'm not living with you.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
We're absolutely busy. Now. What do you mean? Because you are you, and if that's the case, if I should do the chores, pay me.
What? What the fuck?
You get, yeah, because
I'm paying you to do the chores.
Yeah, because if you're saying, you do get. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me I'm paying the bills, so you should do the chores. If I wasn't there, wouldn't you be paying someone to do the chores?
Yeah.
Because you are paying the bills. So pay me.
So are you contributing to the bills?
Depends, like I'm saying. If I have the funds, I don't mind doing groceries. Because you know, I mean,
what
I like
if
to cook,
he tells
I like to
you,
eat.
I don't want you to pay for anything, but you need to do this and this and this.
Don't tell me I need to. Yeah. I will do it. I don't mind as long as it's not dishes or clothes. I mean, there's a washing machine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So like the cleaning is, if it's not like doing too much, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But sorry, I've said but, so I've negated everything. And
however.
And don't tell me to do them. Yeah. I shall do them. If I'm unable to, we do it together. Because still, you have decided that you are the one who wants to pay for everything.
Yes.
In the same way, I'm not comfortable. Communicate. I'm not comfortable doing these chores.
Are you okay with a 50-50 situation?
As in?
Bills? 50-50?
Dizzy.
I say, hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
If that's the case,
yeah, because I don't listen. You found me by myself.
I was
in my comfort.
Yes, don't bring for me.
Do not start telling me. First of all, I don't do chores where I'm at. Now I start doing chores at yours,
and I'm still paying for shit.
Yeah.
Oh hell no.
Yeah, like you found me. I mean,
imagine I'll regard you as a roommate. Like
exactly.
I wouldn't see you as my person.
My person.
You'll be a roommate now because we're basically equals.
Yeah.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Okay. But I don't
think,
okay, I don't have an issue with moving, but I've never moved in with someone, you know. Mm. So this is such a faff. Even you haven't, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where? Campus days.
No. Does it count?
Okay, I was gonna ask you, is he moving to your space or you're moving to his space?
Never my space, Dizzy.
What?
What if he lives in a smaller house than you?
Tricky. I'm not thinking that. You either get a bigger house. Listen, you either get a bigger house or I stay where I'm at.
What the fuck?
Now, what if you guys are at a stage where you want to like move to the next step?
Then you need to step up.
He can't. He doesn't have the funds.
Then it's fine until you get the funds that
so
I'll move in with you.
For real?
Yeah.
So you guys will just
I must not suffer. What do you mean?
Guys,
this life will not come to suffer.
What if he's taking too long? A year has passed.
That's a him problem.
So you'll get someone else?
No.
You'll just stay there waiting.
No, I'm not waiting. I'm moving up.
So you'll still
You must level. No, baby girl, at this point, you're my boyfriend. I'm not seeing other people.
Okay.
So I'm just telling you, level up. Yeah? At the point that I feel like you're not there yet, and I'm ready now to get someone who's there yet.
Yeah.
That's when I'll be like, baby boy, it's been real.
You are heartless!
You ruthless, heartless bastard!
Cause now listen, cause this is honesty, right? Instead of being frustrated in this relationship. instead of being frustrated, my point is instead of being frustrated, sometimes it's okay to leave. Or be like, right now I feel like we're not heading in the same... Because you can also help.
Yeah.
Although I have a thing... Okay, now I'm exposing my things.
Yeah.
I feel some type of way when I do things for a guy. Not on your birth, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, help you.
Yeah.
There's a level low-key, I know it's innate... I low-key lose like a little bit of respect. Let's get over.
Me too, I have that.
So every time...
What? What the fuck?
Every time, like, I pay anything, like, you need help from me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a problem.
So, like, it'll be that as well. So,
yeah.
Even though I help you level up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could work on opportunities together.
Yeah.
But for you to level up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I leave you high and dry. Like, you must make an effort somewhere to grow as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, I feel like I try to avoid these kind of situations by... I would never be in a relationship with someone who we are on the same level.
Heavy.
Not because of
dream
or ring.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
or anything, but yeah. I'm just trying to avoid the situations where I feel like I need to be somewhere else, but now because, you know, I have to contain you, I have to understand where you are, like, I'll always date up.
Because it's very frustrating, and I feel like most of the times in a relationship, it's easier for a woman to level up.
Exactly.
But now, if we're at the same level, both, if I need help, I'm telling you, and you're telling me too. We're not.
Yeah, like, I need help, and you're telling me also, me, I need some help.
So, like, it's a bit tricky, hey?
Yeah.
So, it's easier when you get, because even this person also help you.
Yes,
grow
think,
as well.
Yeah.
Because they already have a space.
Uh-huh.
So, it's easier too.
Yeah. Elevate you.
Also, now with that, you also have to be careful
that
this person is not in a space where it can shook. Because once that goes down, you're already used to a lifestyle.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Also, heavy on the leveling up as well.
Uh-huh. But I don't think I'd leave someone I love just because they're you know, like, they're in a difficult situation.
I wouldn't either.
Stop the cap.
I'm just saying frustrations. Like, people need to put...
Yeah.
People, before you enter a relationship, even though you guys are both Bill Gates,
you need to talk about
finance.
True.
In that, when we're good, when we're bad, when we're maybe.
Yeah, true.
So that you already set those standards.
Yeah.
And in your 20s, people don't think about that much.
Yeah.
And that's why things get muddled up a lot. Because even think about, even in varsity, that the times you date people in your car, whatever, and then you meet someone who's a bit, and he slowly is chatting you up, then you tell your man, so? So there's,
this is so and so.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't think it's been real. I'm sorry.
How do
you sometimes
I don't think I can.
So sometimes, because it'll just happen. Yeah. I mean, even think about, not even you, like even some of your friends who either are dating someone you thought they're in love with at their level, then someone from somewhere just comes and all of a sudden, because it's a girl I know in school, the same thing happens.
Yeah.
She's in love with this guy, whatever. Then she met someone, not even romantically, just met someone of a different social whatever class as well.
Mm.
And man, she started leveling up. They're not seeing each other, not fucking, they're not, like, there's nothing.
Mm.
It's just started leveling up. Then he opened her mind to so many other things. This guy is giving you compass thoughts. You get. So
yeah,
that thing.
Compass niggas.
Hectic.
We're just wasting time together, honestly. Mm. Yeah.
I heard someone say that, don't count anyone I dated 25.
So I've just started dating now.
So anyone 20 when I was 25 and below, you are a friend.
I say, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right.
No, but my ex was someone. Oh yeah. What? Pointer three. Meeting parents of the person you're seeing, the person in a relationship with. Vice versa, them meeting your parents.
It's not a big deal. Like, admit, I've met so many.
But you're the one who's always telling me not to introduce my mom to people.
I'm saying I can meet yours.
Oh, they can't meet yours.
Must be different. In that capacity, because then again, my parents have met all my friends.
Yeah.
But in the capacity, yo, you must be, I cannot.
Because
I've never, ever, ever, even anyone I've dated, in the capacity as in here, meet, this is no.
Yeah.
Are you my friend? Because I'm not going to, and I think maybe it's also the relationship I have with my parents as well. I would not quote, okay, let's just say waste their time because it's sort of like that for them.
Yeah.
I will only introduce you if, and also, man, you know me and marriage, we are different subgroups, but it has to be at that point. Like where we're heading, no.
Mm.
Like now you're thinking, like now I'm seeing a future.
Yeah.
And now you're, that's where you're at.
Are you those ones like you need a promise ring to cement, like, before you guys start dating, like, he needs to ask, like, propose to you to be the girlfriend,
and
then he gives
yes.
you a promise ring, like, I promise my loyalty. Of course that's bullshit because they're gonna cheer.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Yes, I'm very heavy on, even when it comes to proposals, not even the small things.
Yeah.
I mean, even you, how you gift me, you know, it has to be like lavish. I'm usually waiting.
Yes.
Then you'd be like, oh my God, baby girl, let's go for this. And after you're like, okay, yeah, you know, you.
Yes, please.
Come on, like, date to me, please. So yes. When you're asking me all these things, and it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be an event. Okay?
Yes.
Me being here is an event. What do you
True.
Mean?
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
True.
So yes, I wouldn't. I don't think I. It has to be at. Actually, maybe even you have to have given me a ring. Actually,
for them to meet your parents.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's different. For my mom, I think I'm very close to my mom. She's
yeah.
like a bestie to me.
Mm.
So her, I introduce her to my friends. It's
mm.
easy. It's easy.
Mm.
But you know, she's always asking. So yo. I'm like, hey, relax.
Mm.
Relax.
Mm.
You know, like it's just like we're still just chatting. Like
mm.
it's not gotten there.
Mm.
So when it gets there, that's when I'll tell her, hey, by the way, it's like this, like this, like
mm.
this. Yeah, but my dad, boy, I think when now it will be like that when someone puts a ring on it.
Yeah,
that's when. Because I think even when he met my ex, it was those ones for like out of respect because
mm.
he was in the house.
Yeah.
And my dad is very awkward during such,
eh?
He's so uncomfortable. He won't even stay. He'll
mm.
just leave the room and you know
yeah.
give a comment to my mom later. But
mm.
me meeting my partner's parents, I have no issue with that. Meeting their family, and I believe I actually really. Gel well with people's families.
Yeah, me too.
Not unless they have a problem.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's not me.
Because I think even for me, let's say the reason why people have not met in that capacity is because, you know, you've been in love. Because I feel like there's also
yeah.
a difference between loving someone and being inside it.
Yeah.
Like Dani.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've been in love. I've loved heavy.
Yeah.
Like a clown sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm...
We all have.
So yeah, sometimes I've loved just
mm.
loved.
Mm.
So I don't think I've been in love because
mm.
I feel like if I was in it,
mm.
that's someone I would actually tell. And also, have even the conversation I've had with Ma and everything,
mm.
it's she knows that I'm dating, like
seeing people.
So she's like, if this girl will tell, like that would be a serious person.
Yeah.
So she already innately, like I feel like we have social cues between the two of us, so she'll
yeah.
know.
Mm.
She'll know, okay, this one has gone on a date today.
Yeah.
This one has gone. I don't need to tell her.
Yeah.
She'll know.
Yeah.
If I've gone out to party, like this one has gone to party.
Does your mom get surprised like you're going on dates with different people?
No.
Really?
You do need to check. One time, just get
yeah, my mom is usually like, Kai Winky.
Damn!
God, I'm like, Mom, I'm single. Like, I can go on dates.
Now
it's
said,
nothing. Like,
I think that also having stayed even with Mom for such a long time,
mm-hmm.
that is not a big deal. They're
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
You get.
Mm-hmm.
They're just friends.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So that's why for her,
yeah.
like, that's what I'm saying. If you ever chat with her, she'll be like, oh, okay. And then?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, today you're going to
meet. Hey, my mom loves that cheese. Let me tell you.
The tea.
Woo.
Mm.
She'll even be like, ah, let me get some gases. We can make some cocktails.
So yeah.
I think they didn't have that in their time.
Yeah. So
yeah.
They're lucky living through us. Let's
yeah.
just be honest, baby girl.
Yeah.
I feel like yeah.
Yeah. True.
It will frustrate them sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but.
Oh well.
C'est la vie.
Hiya, next point. We're gonna talk about contraceptives.
Damn.
Oops, babies.
Damn.
I know you don't like the word oops. Okay.
The unplanned
babies and abortion.
So, basically, what do I say?
So, when you're dating, at what point do you. Condoms are contraceptives,
yes? Yes.
So, do you use condoms?
Huh.
You...
So. For me, I'm so, hey man, children, those things are expensive.
Or what contraceptives do you use?
Yo, those things are expensive. Children?
Yeah.
So, like, I use everything.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah. So, like, if I'm on that kagai for putting up your guy.
The coil.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're putting the kagai for here.
Yeah.
Or the pills.
Okay.
Either one of those, right?
What's this one called?
I don't know what this one is called.
Forgotten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the patch.
I could be on a pill and use a condom.
Okay, that's safe.
Yeah.
Because you see, at least a condom can prevent infections.
Yes.
And diseases.
Yes.
Yeah.
Though I also heavily believe in this 6-month testing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's something that I learned from school.
Wait, let me ask
so
you.
So even though I don't, it has nothing to do, it's just innate. We both have to, every 6 months, imagine, let's go check.
We go check.
Because I do that as well. So whether I'm active or not, I am going to check. I know it's, people say if you look, you'll find it's just good.
So once you start having intimacy with someone and you're in a dating phase, you're not in a relationship phase, do you like the exclusivity idea or is it open? Like, you know what, I can also be intimate with
open
other people.
What do you mean?
Exclusive.
No.
So you can be exclusively having sex with someone, but going on dates with other people.
No, because I feel like that's a boundary that also needs to
be. So exclusive dating, so,
there's no exclusive dating. If you want me to be yours, my friend, that's when we move.
So you're only having sex with someone you're in a relationship with.
Hectic.
What? What the fuck?
You're confusing me.
You're talking about sex, babe.
Yes, I'm talking about sex. So you said dating. Dating is that we said. We actually
so you're talking about contraceptives with just... Okay, let's call them a random, whether they're a fuck buddy or whatever.
Yes, I mean, you have to use contraceptives all the time with anybody you're having sex with.
Ah, that's what you mean. Okay, so yes. I don't think we're together, now we're together. So, yeah, sex can just be sex.
So, like...
Because if we're dating, I mean, we're just dating, sex can just be sex. So, yes, I would go on...
I think it's okay to have multiple sexual partners.
Yeah.
As long as you've made it clear to them, like, hey, we're not exclusive.
Yeah, as you were dating.
And you should be okay with them also having that.
Yeah.
But most I feel like time, if, let me tell you, if I'm in that kind of a situation, we have to strap up. Please, I'm not taking, you know, like, those kind of risks with anybody. Yes.
I get that. But I'm also a strap queen. That's a given. So it sometimes it may change depending, because also for me I have to feel comfortable.
Yes.
So I could be in a relationship, like you could be my boyfriend. If I'm not comfortable, imagine my strapping up even then.
Oh really?
Yes.
Like you can.
If I'm not comfortable, and especially if even after, you know, because I'm telling you the 6 month testing.
Thing, yeah.
Man, I need to know.
Yeah.
So if at some point I feel, because innately, because my issue, especially when it comes to cheating, is man, I'm getting a disease. Can you imagine getting genital warts? Yuck.
God.
So like, if I don't feel comfortable, we have to strap up.
So would you tell your partner to strap up? Like,
yes,
you've been having sex like for a year.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Then you tell them I need to strap up. I'm not comfortable with having sex with you yet.
You know, sometimes the body needs a bit more. So
I just have myself. Respectfully. Let me have myself.
Yeah, so I believe, you must use contraceptives.
Yeah. What else did I want to ask? So, you know, contraceptives also fail.
Yes.
So you get, that's what you're calling
it, a surprise.
Oops. Baby, like it wasn't planned, you didn't see it coming, now it's here. Probably this is person you've dated like for 2 months, you're not even sure if they're ready.
I think my mother is going to see this.
What would you do? This feels like an interview. Hurting you.
Yo, today they've come for me. There's someone who made this statement, so I shall repeat
and,
it.
And that will, have, that will connect with abortions.
Yes, I'll repeat it. Marie, stop that shit.
Marie, stop.
Yeah.
Imagine, I also feel like this is gonna get a lot of controversial comments, I know. But I feel like if I get to that point and I'm, personally, like it starts with me, I'm not ready. And the person I'm with is also not ready. Imagine I'll just go that way.
Yeah.
Because, I'm
heavily of the opinion. That's why I'm heavy on this contraceptive manner. It's because I'd like my child to live a comfortable life.
Precisely.
I don't want, and I want, by the time I'm, like, I want to be prepared for it. Like, that's why I was telling you, like, you're fucking.
Yeah.
A child could come.
It could come.
So you need to start
this.
If you're sure you want to have a kid at whatever point, you need to start creating a fund for this guy.
Yes.
Yeah? So have a fund in like 10 years when you're ready to have the kid.
Yes, the money is out. You need to prepare before you even start trying for
prepare.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Mm. And you need to tell people that also contraceptives fail.
They can
and
fail,
how they react with my body is not necessarily how they'll react with yours. Because there are people who their coil fails a lot.
Mm.
The people who that patch, they get like extreme, you know, reactions. They get acne, they get, you know, low libido, they get fat, you know, like, it's always different. So I think you need to talk to your gyn. I know what works for you.
And there are some that are hormonal free, I think, hormone free or something.
Yes, like the IUD, there's a non-hormonal one, which is, I mean, for me, it has worked perfectly.
Mm.
Yeah, so you need to know what works for you. But condoms, I think, is the most sure.
Imagine it is. Like, people forget, but it's
I know
it's
people are going, condoms
sure.
Men are going to say, oh, it's uncomfortable.
But it's different.
I feel
I
confined.
You.
I can't feel your juices. My friend, you lose lube. Because now when you get into that situation, it's first of all you and me. These guys can actually just ghost you.
Yeah.
Because
even if you decide to go that dope way, because there's so many even mental things that you also have to deal with as well. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're going into sex, like, you really have to think about a lot. And
but
be sure.
You see, there are people who, like, tell me I'm dating a millionaire, and this is an opportunity to, like, they'll take this as an opportunity to chop money from this guy. Because, you know, apparently when you give birth, you know, you're thinking, oh, I'll sue him in case he doesn't want to be there for the child.
You know, that can go left. Let me tell
right?
you. Let me tell you.
Yes,
let me
it
tell
can.
You. Yo.
It can.
Kwanza, what if this guy didn't want kids?
And maybe he wants kids, but not with you.
Exactly. So that's the point. Like, what if,
what do you do? What do you do? First of all, your peace of mind that's gone outside for the next couple of years.
18.
Because now you're battling with this person. He'll mistreat you. He'll even sue for custody and be like, he can't take your kid. Your kid will be taken from you.
So you're still suffering. The same way you're entering is the same way you're leaving.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Hey,
like,
yo. Hiya. Lastly, convenience dating. Convenience dating is dating because this situation is favoring me in one way or another.
Kwanza for food, let me tell you.
For food.
I dated for food, I kid you not. I enjoy these restaurants. Oh, can I please see you? I wanna they pick me up?
Yeah,
go
let's
eat.
Go eat.
And after be like, oh, so I'm like, hey, sorry, I'm not interested. You'd love to be back.
How is the conversation during, you know, for me, like, if I'm really not interested in you, I'll either ask for a cocktail, because now I'll be like in a zone. So I'll find you kidogo interesting. But if I'm sober and you're not interesting, let me tell you, I'll just zone out.
There's a guy I went with two.
Mm.
That's the English. To tapas. The one at
Mombasa Road.
Westgate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
He was so dull.
Mm-hmm.
Like, extremely, excessively dull.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, he was on his phone the whole time. So I enjoyed it. I ate.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good. I don't feel like tapas is like, wow.
Yeah.
But I ate. I had a whole seafood platter.
Mm-hmm.
I ate. I was so, by the time I went home, even though there was nothing, I was like, yes. So for food, I have.
I think I've also dated for food. Have you dated for money?
No, I haven't dated for money.
No? Mm-hmm. Have I? Maybe.
Stop the cap.
Oh, yes, I have dated for money. Like, anytime I would meet up with this guy, I'm sure I'm leaving something money richer. So, like,
okay.
I would date for money.
Mm.
I have dated for money. Not I would. I have dated for money. Have you dated
travel?
Travels?
I've dated for travel.
Oh, I'd love that one.
Hey, I've dated for travel.
I'd love that one.
I have this Nairobi.
The ones that went international travels. What?
I couldn't, because I'm talking about school.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't afford to leave
Yeah.
They only give you, that school sometimes.
Yeah. And it's also hectic how you explain to your parents. So,
well, that was not a problem.
Really?
My issue was school.
And there's a time I went to Uganda, my dad called me, he had it ringing different. He's like, guy, kwani uko in Kenya? You are fucking. So I'm trying trying to tell you, ah, niko to Eldoret. Like, apana, iyo yosima ili kama iko Kenya. And you know he's lived in Uganda, yeah. So he knows.
Ah, for me that's not a problem.
Dating for sex. Dating like, this person gives you...
There was one in sex. School, but he was not in school. I met him out.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Most of them are broke, sadly.
Was not broke, babe.
See, that's a jackpot. So you've just been in a relationship with them.
No, I didn't. I was not looking for that, man. And it was just, it was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Two, sometimes when he'd go on like his work trips, I'd accompany him. Like with him.
Oh, fun. One.
And then the barack was Stella. Oh my lord. you know that one where you're just, and then, because I also like when you also are enjoying, and he also was, so it was just like fire.
And the conversations were also
fire. Fire. Man, this man was so smart. Man, those days are very good days to explore.
But, you know, when you're younger, at least you can do all those things.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the beauty of being young, in campus, in your 20s.
Have you dated for sex?
For sex, oh yeah, I have. Damn! I was in campus.
Yeah.
Good one. But I feel like mine was more of a fuck buddy situation. So
you were able to do that, this bad
thing. It was just a fuck buddy. But you know, the thing is, those feelings usually come, you're in denial. But it's not really like, they don't come like you really love this person. It's just like,
because I tried.
I see you in someone else and feel some type of way.
Really?
Yeah.
Me, so it's kind of like an exclusive.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Really?
Yes.
Because that's fallen.
Because you see, now we've said that you're also, like, you're doing me, I'm doing me. So I told him, it's like, okay, so would you be okay?
Men don't think I'd be okay coming into terms like, I know you're fucking other people.
It's really never that serious.
The only
issue with that is soul ties.
Because
you're also getting that person's whatever.
Yeah.
Although I don't fully believe in it. It's just like, it's also just knowing that you're...
But anyway, so that's that.
Yeah.
Any other pointers?
Man, just as long as you're happy and you're not hurting anyone.
As long as you're happy, show me.
Must be happy in this lifetime, ne?
So we love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe, share, like, comment,
follow.
You know, give us your opinions in the comment section and continue to support us. We'll be here to make more content for you guys. We love you, our BJ friends. Mwah.